We are on Kav Chesem and Aleph, two dots, about three quarters of the way down, two thirds of the way down. Rabbi Lazar Aymer, Bishamay Aymer. Right, the Mishnah brought down, Rabbi Lazar said, the Bishamay said, if the two brothers married the two sisters, that means they married Achayzuk Kukasai, at least the first one married Achayzuk Kukasai, we make them divorce. That's what the Mishnah said. And Bishamay said, that, and Rabbi Blazer said, the Bishamai said, no, they can stay married. And Beisul says, they should divorce. Is that the Gemara Tanya, Rabbi Blazer, I'm a Bishamai, I'm a Mikaimu, or Beisul, I'm a Mietziyu. Bishamai says, they can stay married. And Beisul says, they have to get divorced. Rabbi Shimon, I'm a Yikaimu. And the Gemara is going to want to know, was he taking Bishamai's side? Rabbi Shimon says, that they can stay married. Abishal, I'm a, Kal Haim Lam LeBeisul B'davarzeh. He says the opposite of Reb Eliezer. It wasn't Bishamai that was Mekel and Beisul that was Machmer. It was vice versa. It was Bishamai that was Machmer and Beisul was Mekel. Beisul was lenient. Bishamai I'm Yitziu, Beisul I'm Mekaimu. So we have a Machloikus Reb Eliezer and Abishol. Who is the one that says that if they violated this rabbinic Isser of either Zika or Bitul Mitzvah Yivamim, they can stay married? Reb Eliezer says it was Bishamai that was lenient, and Rabbi Shaul says it was Beisul that was lenient. Our problem is Reb Shimon Kaman. Who's like Reb Shimon like? Ike Bishamai, Hainu Reb Eliezer. Ike Beisul, Hainu Rabbi Shaul. What is Reb Shimon saying, Yikaimu? Is he taking Bishamai's side like Reb Eliezer? Is he taking Beisul's side according to Rabbi Shaul? Meaning, he's, let him just say, he holds like Beisul, he holds like Bishamai. What is he saying? His own opinion, as if it's independent. The Gemara, Hachi Kamar, Lenechuku Bishamai Beisul, but Davar Zer. Reb Shimon is saying it's not an argument. Everybody agrees that if they violated this Issa, we don't break up the marriage. That's what Reb Shimon is saying. So, Reb Eliezer has it as a machloikis with Bishamai being lenient. Abishol has it a machloikis with Beisul being lenient. And Reb Shimon says, there's no such machloikis. Everybody agrees that you're not allowed to do it, but if you do it, you can stay married. Rashi. Kal ha'ilam le-Beisul, kalam be-Beisul le-Kula Amri. Reb Shimon, come on. Leave it to Mom. Iyasa le-Meme be-Shamri Amri Mikaimu, hainu Reb Eliezer. Is he saying Beisul's opinion? That's Reb Eliezer. V'ya Beisul, come on. Is he saying Beisul's opinion? Hainu Abishol. But like the member, the time of the Napshe Kamar, he wouldn't be saying his own opinion. The law bar puktaya the Bisham and Beisulhu. He lived way after Bisham and Beisul. Was he saying an opinion? You don't say an opinion about picking Bisham. You say you hold like Bisham. You say you hold like Beisul. No, you don't say your own opinion as if you're an independent opinion. And the answer is that he's saying that there's no such argument. He's arguing and saying that there was never such a machlokes. Not like Abishol's version and not like Reb Eliezer's version, but it was a unanimous. Well, it was unanimous, the Yikaimu, that if they did it, they can stay married.
It argues in the Mishnah.
What?
It argues in the Mishnah.
Well, in our Mishnah, we had Reb Eliezer's version, right? The Tanakhama said that everybody says Yitziu, right? And Reb Eliezer said to Bishol that it's Machlek is Bisham Bisil. Reb Shimon is saying everybody holds Yikaimu, right? He argues in our Mishnah, correct?
First, Risha.
Okay, now the Mishnah gets involved. Now we're getting involved in the rest of the Mishnah.
This comes out that for every Rabbanan that was violated, each time the Chum might make a different
correct. Kumra. Correct.
In this case here, it could be that you have to...
Correct. 100% right. Your observation is well taken and true. Not all Rabbanans are created equal. Correct. Correct. Now, we did have a question if the guy, the Kadmu Bekansu means they didn't ask. What if they asked and we told them no and they did it anyway? So earlier, back in Daf Gimel, we spoke out that some Rishonim say then we would break up the marriage. Not for the violation that they're doing, but they're not listening. Kadmu Bekansu means they didn't ask. They just went ahead and did it. Okay, so now we're going to the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if one of them was an erva on one of the brothers, he can be miyabim the sister. Again, Reuven and Shimon are married to two sisters. Reuven's wife happens to be Levi's mother-in-law. So when Reuven died, that lady did not follow the Yibum to Levi. Then Shimon died, so Levi only has one sister falling to him. There's no reason he can't do Yibum. It's not a chesed kukasai. The other lady was never zakat to him. It was his mother-in-law. Yehuda, however, can't do Yibum to either, because they both fell to him, and it's a chesed kukasai. So Levi can do Yibum, and Yehuda cannot do Yibum. That's what it's saying.
Isn't that Levi's aunt?
I'm sorry, I'm second. Two people were asking at the same time. Yes, Corey.
If Levi does Yibum before the other one falls, then...
then Yehuda can do Yibum, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what was the question?
Isn't Shimon's wife Levi's aunt? His wife's aunt?
Is not... his mother-in-law's sister, what's wrong with that?
That's his...
There's no Arab of mother-in-law's sister.
If Shimon is... Oh, I was throwing some into question. If Shimon was married, that would mean it's his mother-in-law. That means that Shimon is marrying his wife's aunt. Is that a problem?
Hold a second. Reuben and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuben's wife, Levi's mother-in-law.
Right.
Shimon's wife is Levi's mother-in-law's sister.
Right.
Who's perfectly legal to him. There's nothing wrong in marrying a mother-in-law's sister.
In other words, he's marrying his wife's aunt.
Nothing wrong with that.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
There's no heir of wife's aunt. He might need his brain checked if he wants to marry his mother-in-law's sister, but that's not an heir.
Okay.
Frank Gemara. Hatanina Chadazimna. Why is this Mishnah here? We had this Mishnah back in Daf Chav Amud Aleph, I believe it was. Was it Chav? Chav Amud Aleph. Achaisashi Yavemta, Chaylatis Aymis Yavemeth. The Mishnah said it over there. This same Mishnah was written back in Daf Chav. Why in Daf Chavav was it necessary to repeat this line? It was already said before. What is the Chiddush here? Why is the Mishnah repeating the same halacha two times? That's what's bothering the Gemara. Back in Daf Chav, the Mishnah said, "Achoyseshi yevemta, chaylatis ayim sevemes." And that meant, if one of them is an erva, the other one can do a yibum. Here it's saying the same thing. Why are we saying the halacha twice? That's the Gemara's question. Tanina chadazimna. We learned this once already. Achoyseshi yevemta, chaylatis ayim sevemes. Back in Daf Chav. And for the Gemara tzricha. I need it both times. Let me speak to that outside, then we'll do it inside. There's one brother. Reuben and Shimon were married to sisters. Levi was the only brother. Reuben's wife was Levi's mother-in-law. Reuben and Shimon died. They both fall to Levi. Reuben's wife does not fall to Levi because she's his mother-in-law. So Levi can do a yibum to Shimon's wife, no problem. That's the mission over there. Yehuda is not a factor. There is no Yehuda in the picture there. There was only one brother. Again, Reuben and Shimon were married to sisters. They died, and they had one brother, Levi, who happens to be that Reuben's wife is his mother-in-law. So he can marry Shimon's wife. There is no other brother in the picture. That's the case over there. Here the case is, there are two brothers. Levi, one of them is his mother-in-law. To Yehuda, they're both falling Yibum. So the cases are different, and that's going to make a difference why it's repeated twice, as Gemara will explain. Just want to point out that the case in Daf Chav and the case in Daf Chavav are two different cases. On Daf Chav, we're dealing with one brother who's alive after the two brothers died. One of the brother's wives is his mother-in-law. The other one is not. He can be Miyabim her. In this case, we're dealing with, there were two surviving brothers. To one is the mother-in-law. To one, both are out there at the chayz of the kastay. Zok the Gemara Tzricha.
Does it matter which one died first?
Meaning,
if the one that was not a relative.
Can I just let me Tzricha? I need both cases. The Ashmina Hasra Mishum the Lek and the Migzim Mishum Sheni. I would say the reason I let Levi do Yibum to Shimon's wife is there's no other brother who can't do Yibum. So there's no reason to fear of anything. Listen, Levi's the only surviving brother. Reuven's wife is his mother-in-law, so she's out. Shimon's wife is his wife, brother's wife. There's a mitzvah of Yibam. Avahacha, he can make the Mishum Sheini. Here, if you're going to let Levi do Yibam to one, Yehuda will say, why am I different? He won't think, well, because Levi's mother-in-law is one, therefore he can do Yibam to the other, and I can't do Yibam to any of them. He'll say, he does Yibam, I'll do Yibam. And that's not allowed. So therefore, maybe we would make Xerah and say, Levi, don't do Yibam either. That would be the Habamina. Since they're two brothers, and one is Aser and one is Mutter, maybe you should make Xerah. Therefore, the Mishnah here says, no, we don't make such Xerah. You let Levi do Yibam, and we don't let Yehuda do Yibam. We're not afraid that Levi and Yehuda will say, he does it, I can do it. V'yashmin and Hacha, I would say the other Svarim, Shemdik Yesheni to Kamuchach. Here, everybody will understand that there is an Isra Achai Zukukasai. The Rai is we don't let Yehuda do it. But when there's only one brother and we're letting him do it, people will say, oh, when two sisters fall, you can be Miyabim one of them. They won't take into account the one as a mother-in-law. Here, by seeing that we don't let Yehuda do it, and we let Levi do it, people are aware there is an Isra Achai Zukukasai, but Levi is excluded from it because one of them is his mother-in-law. Over there, there's only Levi. So people will see that he does Yibam to one. They'll say, oh, you're allowed to do Yibam. They won't take into account that the other one is his mother-in-law. So maybe we should make Xerah. The second one shows us the Isser. Therefore, there's less fear of a mistake. There is no second brother. Maybe we should make Xerah, Malai. That's why the Mishnah says it in both cases. There's no Xerah here. By one brother we allow it, by two brothers we allow it. We're not afraid that people will confuse it one way, we're not afraid that people will confuse it the other way.
So,
let me just do Rashi. Zok to Rashi. Tanina Chadazim, the Peri Ketan, it says, Achaisa Shal Erva, the sister of the Erva, Kishi Yuzamta, when it's a Ko Yuvama, Aicha Latsis, Vainu Nami Asir Bamo, Tibachaisa, it's the same halacha. The answer is as follows. There's only one surviving brother. The second one also want to do Yibam, because to him, both are falling. And we're being Matar Levi, so you will say, why am I different? Right? Even Levi, whose erva didn't fall to him because it's his mother-in-law, should not do Yibum. Kamashmulan, that we don't make the Gzerah, the Kamuchach. The Midloi Miyabim Haikachiv, since we don't let Yehuda do Yibum, Ikakera, there's a recognition, now Chayzikukas Asura. The Haidi Yabim Haikaima, Mishum Taima the erva Leram Yakameh. We see it. We're not letting Yehuda, we are letting Levi. People figure it out. And people won't walk away saying you're allowed to be Miyab Machazukasai. We didn't let Yehuda do it. Avahasam, the Lekel Acharach, there's only one brother, Emiloy Liabim, Duma Asil Mishrachazukasab Alma. Maybe somebody watching will say, hey, they let Levi take one of the sisters without going into the fact that the other one is his mother in law. Maybe we should make such a Xera. Kamash Malan, we don't make this Xera. Yes, Dr. Harris.
So. The one that falls is not married to either of them. It depends on which one dies first, no? I lost you. You have two brothers marrying two sisters. Correct. Two brothers left. Right. And one of the brothers is related.
Reuben's wife is Levi's mother-in-law.
So let's say the other one dies first, not that lady.
Right.
Then they both fall, so then they both have to do chalitza, right?
What do you mean they both fall? Only one died, you tell me. Shimon died first.
Right.
So his wife...
Not related to either of them.
What do you mean not related? They're not erva to either of them, correct?
So they both have... So they, the Zuck...
Well, at that point, you could have done Yibam to her.
Wait. Why?
Why not? One sister died. Only one brother died. Who died...
One brother's out, but this woman falls to two brothers.
What's wrong with that? Every time there's two surviving brothers, the woman falls to two brothers, one of them decides to do Yibum. The mitzvah of Yibum is that one of them does Yibum.
But the case that we had earlier, where... It doesn't make sense.
There's nothing wrong in a woman falling to two brothers. That's the prototype case of Yibum.
They're sisters?
Oh, Corey had a question. Yeah, they are sisters.
This would be a case of where a woman is motor than
mother. Right, that was the Gemara's question yesterday's Gemara. That why can't it be that the Havamina was that the Shimon died first, the one that wasn't a mother-in-law, and then Reuven died and became Asa to Yehuda, and then when Levi did Yibum, it should be Hutra, right? That was the Gemara's Kashi yesterday, but we're not getting involved in that now. Yes, what's your problem?
It's sisters, and whichever one dies, there's an heir over there.
No, there's not.
Oh,
Levi's not married. Reuven and Shimon married sisters.
Okay.
Reuven dies. What's the erva? What's the erva to Levi?
You mean she's not the mother-in-law?
Yeah, if she's a mother, you're saying sisters. What's the problem with sisters?
I'm confusing the case.
Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters.
So how's the answer to one?
Reuven's wife happens to be Levi's mother-in-law.
His brother's wife is his mother-in-law.
It's always to him. That's the other guy. That's you, though.
Okay. So it's
up
to one.
Exactly.
The other sister husband dies.
Right. So now Levi can be miyabim her because there's no achlis of kukasai. His mother-in-law is not zakat to him.
So he can marry a mother-in-law sister.
There's nothing wrong with marrying a mother-in-law sister except the guy might not have brains. But besides that, there's nothing wrong in marrying a mother-in-law sister. There's no such erva.
Right, okay, that's right.
No erva with that.
Well, I've asked this yesterday, but please tell me I'm wrong.
Don't ask.
If you hold Ein Zika, is there still an issue of Achas Ufeso?
No, but it's Bittul Mitzvah Zivum Yevamen. No. The answer is no. If you hold Ein Zika, two sisters swallow the Yibum, there would be no reason not to be Miyam them except for Bittul Mitzvah Yevamen.
If he died, you mean?
Because the other brother might die, and you'd be Mavato an existing Mitzvah Yibum. That's why Rabbi Yochanan, who rejected that, he said, "Nomisa lechashinat."
He can apply even to just one brother.
But there's only one brother. You have no brera. So automatically,
Mevatel
Mitzvah Yibum. That's the Gemara you learned this morning with the three.
I know. That's what I'm repeating it, but not everybody was here. Some people come on time. Not late, just on time. That's
like this. Okay. We move on to the next part of the Mishnah. Now, let me explain this part of the Mishnah. Isser mitzvah the Isser Kedusha. Chaletzes v'loy mitzvahemet. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuven's wife is a lav to Shimon. Reuven's wife is a lav to Levi. Either a lav or a shnia or a rabbinic erva. Again, Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters, but Reuven's wife is prohibited to Levi rabbinically or through a lav.
For example,
I can give you an example. Reuven is a mamzer. And Yehuda is a mamzer, and Reuven is married to a mamzeres. His brother Levi is not a mamzer. So his brother Levi can't do Yibum to Reuven's wife, because he's not allowed to do Yibum to a mamzeres. Rabbinically, because we're afraid he'll do it the second beer, right? It really has his Dechalai says, so we said that back. But we're afraid that if he does it once, he might live with her a second time. So we don't let Levi do Yibum to Reuven's wife. But it's only rabbinic. Biblically, he could do Yibum. Or, Reuven's wife is a Shnia. We had a list of Shnias Larayas. Reuven's wife is a Shnia to Levi. So Levi can't do Yibum. But biblically, he could do Yibum. Rabbinically, he can't do Yibum. But she does fall to him. You can't say she didn't fall to him, because with the right says she falls to him. Therefore, Reuben and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuben's wife is a chayzuk kasai. He can't do Yibum, but she is zokuk to him, biblically. And therefore, if you hold Yetzika, he can't do Yibum either. That's why the Mishnah says, let us let me have Emeth. If she's an erva to him, she doesn't fall to him. If she's only usher because of a lav, or rabbinically, she does fall to him. Therefore, both women fell to Levi. He can't do Yibum to one of them. Besides the Chaytuk HaKasa, he has another reason he can't do Yibum, but it's only rabbinic. Therefore, he can't do Yibum to either, not him and not his brother, because it's a Chaytuk HaKasa. That's what the Mishnah said. Frank the Gemara Nanami Tanina. We had that in Daf Chav also. Isser Mitzvah V'Isser Kedusha. Karlatis V'Loi Misav Emes. Right? Isser Mitzvah V'Isser Kedusha. The mitzvah stops from Navcha from an olive. It said Reuven died and his wife is alive to Shimon. No Yibum. You do Chalitza. Why is this any different? What is the chiddush of this Mishnah? The Mishnah of Navcha said that if a brother dies and he's married to somebody who's alive to his brother, there's no, you can't do Yibum. So that's all we're saying here too. So what are we adding here? Now, let me explain the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer is, we are saying a huge piece here. Let me try to explain this. We have a case here. I'm going to try to explain this, and please, if people don't understand, they should ask me. We have a case here of Reuben and Shimon married to sisters. And when they die, it's a chayzuk kasai, which is a rabbinic iser. That's all it is. Biblically, there's nothing wrong with a chayzuk kasai. It's rabbinic. It happens to be that Reuven's wife is also rabbinically prohibited to Levi for a different reason. So Reuven's wife is rabbinically prohibited to Levi because of a different rabbinic prohibition. Shimon's wife is perfectly legal to Levi, except she's a chayzuk kasai. Maybe the Rabbanon should say, listen, Zika, the whole Achayzuk HaKasa is a Rabbanon. Reuven's wife has a different problem. So let's view Reuven's wife as she's not Negeya Levi, and let's permit Levi to be Miyab Shimon's wife. Why aren't you permitting Levi to be Miyab Shimon's wife? Because she's a sister of Reuven's wife who's Zakuk to him. But he has a different rabbinic problem there. Let's make believe this is all rabbinic. Let's say that rabbinic problem moves Reuven's wife out of the picture vis-a-vis Levi. And let's let Levi be Miyabim Shimon's wife. She's a chayzuk kasai, but he couldn't marry her anyway for a different reason. She has a rabbinic problem. So let's make believe that, let's treat that rabbinic problem as if it's a real problem that leaves only Shimon's wife for Levi. Am I explaining what? Kamash Malan, that since biblically she falls to him, they treat her as a chayzuk kasai, even though there's another rabbinic problem. From the last Mishnah, all you saw was that when a brother dies and his wife has a rabbinic problem, we don't let Yibum. That's what it said in Dav Chav. Here it's saying a step further. Reuben dies, his wife has a rabbinic problem to Levi, then Shimon dies. Shimon's wife has no problem, except she's the sister of Reuben's wife. But Reuben's wife has other problems besides being a chayzuk kasai. So maybe those other problems should move Reuben's wife out of Levi's zika and make believe, and don't treat Shimon's wife as a chayzuk kasai, because Reuben's wife has problems. That would be the Havamina. Let's read it inside. Zok the Gemara. Hasam Isser Mitzvah L'chuda. There it's only an Isser Mitzvah. Hacha Isser Mitzvah V'achaysa. Here it's an Isser Mitzvah. And there's a sister. Sagadai Dachamina. Leikim Isser Mitzvah Malkim Isser Erva. Treat the rabbinic Isser as if she were an Erva with the Shabbat. Kamash Malam. Frak the Gemara, but the Shabbat, keep them in the rice, the Kamya Kamei, Kapaga Bachai Suka Kasai. How could you have a Havamina like this? With the rice, she falls to him. Why would I think you can do it? Sak the Gemara, Sakadai to Hamina, Misha Mitzvah of a Drabonim. Maybe the Rabbanim would say, listen, it's a Mitzvah Yibum. Let's forget about Achai Suka Kasai. Let's treat that woman as if she's not Zakuk. She has other rabbinic problems. Kamash Malanda, we don't do that. Rashi, Isser Mitzvah. Im Haisa Achas Asura Al Echa Isser Mitzvah, which is rabbinic, Eina Mutter Bachaisa, Hayo Behima Derais De Kanya Kamei, because biblically she falls to him. Habe Ida Chachaisa Kukasai, Hilkuk Boi Chalitzi Yinid Chalitza. Chasim Beperi Ketzad. Isser Mitzvah Lechuda, Lei Ashmina Le Yivama Shinoflu Lepanam She Asura Al Isser Mitzvah Chalatzas. There it just says, a Yivama that falls, and she's also rabbinically gets chalitza. Chachash mean an iser mitzvah v'achaisa. Shenavlu la mishnei achim. They fell from two different brothers. V'achaisa la miyabma. You can't do yibum to the sister. The loy tema do not say, uki iser mitzvah makam erva. Treat the iser mitzvah as if it's an erva. But the shab ma'achaisa. The loy tehevi ka'achaisa k'kasai. Maybe we should say, listen, Reuven's wife's got rabbinic problems. Maybe Shimon's wife should not be treated as a chayzer gagasai. But she mitzvah ben rabbanu she tiskay mitzvah zibum. Remember, we're dealing with a mitzvah zibum. They mean to iser zika shuba devrayim lasser as a chayzer. They wouldn't make iser zika so strong to ask her the sister hey could you all of iser mitzvah. Well, one of them is rabbinically prohibited. Kamash malam that they didn't do it. The habamina would be that a chayzer gagasai is only when there are no other issues. When there's another issue, remember, this is all rabbinic. Maybe the Rabbanim would say, listen, Reuven's wife's got issues, halachic issues, rabbinic halachic issues. Shimon's wife has none. So they're not on the same level. Maybe the Rabbanim would say, here, achai zikras is mutter, because it's not so strong. It's only rabbinic. Maybe they would waive it here. Kamash malam that they don't waive it. I hope I explained myself clearly. She's chaletz, correct. Okay, now we move on to the next piece of the Mishnah.
It has nothing to do with the clause in Isser Chal Isser type of thing. Meaning, if you say that, then why does the second one fall anyhow? Is it Drabanan?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, there's no way in Isser Chal Isser and Drabanan. That's what you want to know. There's no such thing as Rabbanim.
It's not a Kuzerim there, but it's a two separate Surim.
Two separate Surim. One's one, one's the other. Two separate Surim.
And why aren't we saying anything about the Vatamis of Ibum? Why don't we ever bring that up anymore?
Meaning, why don't we go through every part of the Mishnah?
I mean, without it, you're saying, all we're saying now is Yeshika, whatever that means.
You can do the same with Bittul Mitzvah Shibum.
You have to.
You could.
You have to.
I didn't say you can't. Don't.
No, because that Mandiyam.
We're not arguing.
That Mandiyam is crying right now.
Why and is that? Baruch Hashem is not crying. He's happy in Olam Haba.
Rabbi.
Yes.
A biblically prohibited law person still to fall to Shibum.
Because Esses Dechalai Sessa. The Mitzvah Sasei of Yibum is Dechalav. So biblically speaking, if Mamzeris falls to a non-Mamzer, he can do Yibum. There's no reason he can't do Yibum. One time. He can live with her once and then divorce her. We're afraid, if he lives with her once, he might live with her twice. So the Rabbanan after the Yibum.
Okay.
Biblically speaking, as is Dichalites.
Yeah. But is the hope that she gets pregnant from that or something?
No, again. The mitzvah of Yibum is live with Yavama one time.
Carry on the name of your brother.
Again. It's not. I think we We've talked about this issue a number of times. Exactly. We're not interested in the name of the brother. What happens is, when the Yavam does Yibum, he's replacing the brother's life. By living with his wife, he is becoming his brother as well. For that, he only has to live with his brother's wife one time. That's what the mitzvah of the time is. Whether he has kids with her, whether he doesn't have kids with her, it's immaterial. It's immaterial. And he also gets
the nachla. Then he divorces her and he's got the nachla now?
Yes.
That's what it seems like, isn't
Yes. I'm talking to Dr. Harris now. Yes.
Doesn't seem right.
Why is it not right? He did the mitzvah. That's why Abishol doesn't like Yibum. Because he's afraid it'll be driven. See, Abishol has a problem. We're allowing an erva. And he feels we're playing with fire. And if it's done for an ulterior motive, you're playing with real fire. Stay away. The Torah allowed it. But Abishol's thing is the Torah allowed it to do the mitzvah, not for you to make money. And if your ulterior motive is that you can live with her one time and make a ton of money, or even stay married to her and make a ton of money, that's not what the Torah really wanted you to do. That's what he says. The Chachamim say the Torah said mitzvah yibum, so that's the mitzvah.
Nothing to zera shava is to teach me from nachla. Hashem achim means, wasn't it zera shava?
Yeah, 100%.
It seems like that's the purpose of it.
That's not the purpose of it, that's part of it.
What was the other purpose then? Hashem achim does not mean name.
No.
What it means is take his possessions.
I can't argue with you. The purpose of Yibum is not Nachla. The purpose of Yibum is to replace your brother, to replace one's brother. The replacement of one brother includes Nachla. That's a big facet of replacing somebody, is to take his status in this world.
The big question is how he's living with his wife one time, replacing him now all of a sudden. That lasts forever. I mean, that's a little bit hard to...
That's heebie-jeebie. Beyond, again... But that's the mitzvah
satira. And if he has the mitzvah to live with her one time, and then they have to separate, he has to pay a ketubah at that time?
Absolutely.
But only from the brothers?
Only from the brothers from the state.
Right. Yeah.
Only
from
the brothers?
He does lease the...
She collects ketubah from the brothers of state also. Uh-huh. Yeah, the woman is entitled to a ketubah. From a brother's estate. The Nafkamina is if he does Yibum and the brother didn't have any money, he has to pay out of his own pocket. If he does Chalitza, he doesn't have to pay from his own pocket, it's from the brother's estate if there is any. If there's no brother's estate, the woman has nobody to collect from.
But he said, when he's getting, when his father dies, he's getting double.
That's not Meshubba to the woman.
No, he'll be getting, it's for him a good benefit, he'll be getting double from the father.
If he does Yibum. The Chalitza, they'll all split it evenly. All brothers.
Right.
Why should anybody be entitled to more? Chalitza doesn't give any entitlement to the brother who did Chalitza. No entitlement.
Am I written?
Chalitza does not give any entitlement to the guy who did Chalitza. That's Chalitza, she can get married and all brothers... split their brother's property evenly.
That was my question.
Yibum gives him rights. Yibum means he replaces his brother. So he gets all his brother's rights. Chalitza means he dismissed his brother's wife and he has no rights to his brother's things at all. The Kabbalim say the Chalitza does closure for the Neshama. In Halacha, Chalitza gives no entitlement to anything. All it is a way of freeing a wife. A way of freeing a brother's wife. To release. Doesn't entitle the guy to anything.
I mean, the mystics have to say that Chalitza does that. If not, it's pretty sad what the brother's doing. He's keeping his brother hanging up there without closure. Is that what closure means? What does closure mean?
I don't know. The Neshama has closure. I don't know what that means. I mean, the Zohar doesn't use the word, I don't know about the Zohar. The mystics don't use the word closure, it was my word. It's a type of it in the Shema, whatever that means. Benefit for the neshama of Chalitza is done.
Am I written?
Yes.
I just need a clarification. Two brothers get married. There was two brothers. One of them married a mamzer. He was not a mamzer. So does the next brother do yibum with this widow?
Biblically or rabbinically?
Midaraisa.
He can do mitzvah, he can do yibum because that's how he's done.
Even though the first brother was not supposed to marry her lechatchila,
it was legal, but it was valid.
Yeah. And rabbinically, they won't let her do it?
No, because we're afraid be a rishai not to be a shniyah. We're afraid if we allow one, he'll do more than one.
Okay, thank you.
Only rabbinically, biblically, at this time, Chalaisasa. That's why she needs chalitza. Because if biblically he couldn't do yibum, we have the rule that any woman not eligible for yibum is not eligible for chalitza.
But if she does, okay. He does chalitza?
I'm sorry?
They do chalitza in this case?
Absolutely, why not? She has to get freed. Biblically she is bound to him.
So the first brother that married this Ramzeris, he did an assay that also?
No, he did an Aveira.
Was it Docha Los Aseh? The marriage itself?
No, he did an Aveira without a mitzvah assay. He's a bad boy.
But the second one is doing
an assay. But the marriage
is
valid.
The second brother is doing an assay and pushing off the Los Aseh.
Biblically, correct.
Okay, thank you.
The same thing as a Kohen Gadol brother.
The Kohen Gadol is an exception to the rule. That was the one exception to the rule that even though she doesn't follow the Yibam biblically, because the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a widow with a lav and an assay. You're talking about the Kohen Gadol passes away and the Kohen Gadol's brother passes away. So that was the one exception to the rule. It's biblically not fit for Yibam. But the Torah made an exception and said chalitza anyway.
What about if
the one exception to the rule? The rule across is anybody that biblically doesn't follow the Yibam doesn't follow the chalitza. One exception. The Alsi Yavimte Hashara. We had one pasuk that said there's one Yavama that only comes to chalitza biblically, not Yibam. And that was Amon of the Klein Gods.
Two brothers that are Kohanim, one of them married a Gerusha, and then he died without children.
You what?
The brothers are Kohanim, and one of them married a Gerusha.
Speak up,
and they
can't hear you.
The two brothers are Kohanim, one of them married a Gerusha.
Yeah, he did a lav.
And then he
Bad
died
boy.
Without children.
And he dies as a mitzvah of Yibum biblically. The marriage was valid even though it was illegal. There's a mitzvah of Yibum when there's an illegal marriage also. As long as the marriage was valid.
Okay, thank you.
Don't think about it, Victor. Haitza Achat Meh. Then the Mishnah said the following case. Reuben and Shimon are married to sisters. Reuben's wife is Levi's mother-in-law, and Shimon's wife is Yehuda's mother-in-law. So they both can do Yibum. There's only one false to Levi, and only one false to Yehuda. What's the purpose of this case? I know that from the first case, Mali Chad, Mali Letre. You told me already by Levi's mother-in-law that he can do Yibum to the other, so why would I think if both are mothers-in-law is any different? Why is the Mishnah telling me this? What's the Kiddush? Talking about Tzvichim. And let me explain this outside. Over here, both are going to end up doing Yibum.
So,
people walking away will say, oh, you can be miyab machay to gagasai. They won't recognize mother-in-law. This line that when one has a mother-in-law and the other is not, and we're letting one and not the other, so people know there's an issue machay to gagasai. But when we're letting Levi do yibum to one and Yehuda doing yibum to the other, people won't say because of mother-in-law, they'll say achay to gagasai is mutter. Dr. Gemara, tricha, the ashminon hatam. There's a second brother who's not doing Yibum. I would say, no, the fact that we're making Levi do to one and Yehuda to the other is a raya that we are careful. The other case, maybe we should be more machmer. That's why we have both cases.
Didn't we have a thing that...
Can't you just do Rashi? I'd love to do Rashi.
What
does it mean? Rashi. Rashi is man's best friend. Anybody that learns Torah, Rashi is the one that saves you. Without Rashi, you would not know how to learn a piece of Gemara. Haka, even with Artskol. Haka, like a shiny demucha. You know, without Rashi, Artskol couldn't exist. Charistay, Mitzyabbais, the Atzi, the Mishri, Achais, Kukab, Alma. Both are getting Yibum. And people will think Achais, Kukab, is Mutter. Be'emel, Eliyabman, Kamash, Malan. Tavayu muchach yadadi. Shazeh lo yachol lisa sacheres elazu. He can only marry one. Bechayzu muchach milta shizu atzurav demezu azeh. By only letting there were one. Lefichach like achayzu kukasai. Therefore, the Mishnah has to say no. That we allow it in all cases. Yes, Rabbi Cohen. What is your question?
We have shaila. You need two or three for the bezdin, right? Or echad mumcha. The bottom line is right. Nothing could be done without some kind of Jew, the Yashari, whatever it's called.
Judiciary, yeah.
There's no way problems are going to occur.
One second, hold on.
No way there's going to problems occur. A guy says, oh, you could do Yibum, you could do this. It's not possible without Besdin.
Where did you see that?
I just said it.
Who told you you need Besdin for Yibum?
Well, you need it for chalitza, right?
Again, we're doing yibum here.
That's to say, how can you mean to tell me you can do yibum without Adam?
Adam just had to see them walk into a room and close the door.
Come on.
What do you think happened?
They have to go and tell the guy you can't do it because.
Who to Adam? The Adam are two lay people. The guy comes over in the street and says, "If I say I want to do yibum, can you walk into my house for a second?" Closes the door. They stand by the outside porch. They wait 8 minutes, 7 minutes, whatever you hold the shir yichud is. 8 minutes, whatever you machmer. 9 minutes, they walk away. They were eight in my yibum. No bezin is necessary. Why is bezin necessary? Who needs bezin?
The chalitza you do.
Chalitza needs a bezin.
Why?
The Torah said you need a bezin. The olsi bim tashara laskena. Tyra said, go to Bezin. Chalitza has to be done by Bezin. By the way, Get doesn't need Bezin. Really? If a guy knows halacha, please don't do it. A guy can call two Adam and say, listen, Rabbi, so I'm writing a get for my wife. I want you to sign as Adam and watch me give it to my wife. You don't need a Bezin. We have a Rav because we don't know who is getting. We're relying on the Rav to make sure it's done appropriately. We have a Rav do Sita Kedushin because we're relying on the Rav to make sure that the Kedushin is done appropriately. No halacha requiring a Rav by Kedushin or by Gittin or by Yibum. Chalitza, the Torah said, needs a Bezin. So, Xeris HaKasuf. What's your problem?
No, I'm just saying, So the Mishnah finished off.
Louis Shamra, a Chaisa, what does the Mishnah have to sum it up like that? So usually whenever it's a Zuhi, it comes to exclude another case. This, but not another case. Something Gemara Zuhi Lemute Mai. What is Zuhi coming to exclude? Lemute Isra Mitzvah Lazah, the Isra Mitzvah Lazah. What if they both are rabbinically prohibited? Levi is rabbinically prohibited to Reuven's wife, and Shimon is rabbinically prohibited to Yehuda's wife. Now, before we learned, if one of them is rabbinically prohibited, he still can't do Yibam. Here, they're both rabbinically prohibited. Didn't we just have it? Ma'li l'chad, ma'li l'tre. Who cares if it's one or two? Dr. Gemara, ma'al d'tema. Ki lo yaminin uki yisr b'makim yisr erva. When do we say that the Rabbanon don't want to waive achayisuk l'kasa because of a rabbinic yisr? Hegdik l'migzim ishim shedi. When there's a second brother who can't do Yibam to either. But over here, both will be able to do Yibam. One won't be able to do Yibam to one because of a rabbinic Yisr, and one won't be able to do Yibam to the other because of a rabbinic Yisr. So we'll waive Achayt to Kakasai. Amen Lahayakim the Yisr Mitzvah Makim Yisr Erva. Lahayakim the Yisr Mitzvah Makim Yisr Erva. To both of them, we'll make the rabbinic Yisr count like an Erva. And we'll say, each one takes the other one. Then we don't do it. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Hainu hach, the behedjik tani lalil, isra mitzvah, isra kedusha chalatzah. Ki lo yaminan, uki isra mitzvah, b'mokim erva, lisya b'machoyta. Heichadein isra mitzvah l'ba'achas, ala echad, one on one. V'lishen yishtayim skuchas, and to the other one, both are zachim. Yisharas liyavumi lahai, shachas asura alav, you're going to let one do Yibam, asa sheni nami liyavumi, v'kapanka b'achayis to kukasa. But over here, we're telling one you're only allowed one, and you know, you're only allowed the other. Kamash Malunda, we don't say that, we say it's
so. He just had that one.
I guess you would think the other way. You can think, you know, again, as Gemara said before, you can think over here they only can do one, so you understand that in the other case, you would think that they're matra chayis. Because the Gemara said before, svar is both ways. So we'll use those svar.
I'm not sure, how does
this last thing? The Havamina is, if both have rabbinic Yisurim to one of the two, Levi to Reuven's wife and Yehuda to Shimon's wife, we should say, waive achayis to kukasai. Because we're only allowing each to do one, so therefore we should say it's like that way. Kamash Malon, that we don't say that.
How do you know which Rabbanon is stronger?
The Mishnah is telling me that that's the way it is.
Which is it?
You're right. Without the Mishnah, I wouldn't know.
Which is it? We don't drop.
Right. We don't. Okay, everybody have a good Shabbos. 6:30 Sunday morning.